So as it relates to today's daf, two ha'aras. The first ha'ara is, the daf began, sort of, with a pasuk in Zechariah Perek Yud Beis. The pasuk says, V'safta ha'aretz mishpachos mishpachos levad. And the pasuk goes on to describe in detail this hesped, V'safta ha'aretz, that's going to take place in the end of days. And this is going to be a hesped where all the Jewish people are going to be there. The men and the women are going to be separate. But everybody's going to be there. And there's going to be crying. And there's going to be hespedim. And it's going to be so dramatic that v'saftu alav kemispeid al hayachid. People are going to be mourning this deceased like one mourns a yachid. V'hamer alav kahamer al habichar. That's a scene that was depicted by Zechariah and Perek Yud Beis. It's a glimpse into the other side, into what it's going to look like in La'asid Lafay. And the Gemara said that there was a major machloikis tanoim as far as Mesoira, what exactly this hesped was for that Zechariah was describing. Chadomar, one said it was al-Mashiach bin Yosef Shenerek. Chadomar, and the other one said it's al-Yetzahara Shenerek. So we'll speak out one ha'ara on Mashiach bin Yosef Shenerek, and we'll speak out one ha'ara on the Yetzahara Shenerek. So this Gemara is exhibit A for the idea that in addition to Mashiach bin David, there's also going to be a Mashiach ben Yosef. So one of the Yud Gimel Ani Mamins is Ani Mamin b'muna shalema b'viyas ha-Mashiach. V'afal pi she'yis mameya im kol zeh achakele b'chol yoyim she'yavoy. And this is something that every Yid has ingrained in him since he's a little child, that one day Mashiach's going to come and Mashiach's going to take all the Yid in Teretz Yisrael, and there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, Eliyahu Novi, Eliyahu Tishbi, and there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. But it all pivots around b'yas ha-Mashiach. And that's one of the Yud Gimel Ikre Emuna. It's one of the Yud Gimel Animamims. It comes from the Rambam's Akdama to Perek Chelek. It's Yigdal Eloi Kim Chai that we say every morning by Shachris. But the Ikur HaEmuna is Bevias HaMashiach. But the truth is, it's a little bit of a misnomer. Because really, it's not just one Mashiach. It's two Mashiachs. There's going to be the Mashiach. But prior to the Mashiach coming, there's going to be another Mashiach. The Mashiach is Mashiach ben David. But there's also going to be another Mashiach. And that Mashiach is Mashiach ben Yosef. Now what's going to happen to Mashiach ben Yosef? That's the Gemara we just learned. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to die. He's going to be killed. So Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed. And according to one man, the Omar, that's what this pasuk in Zechariah was describing when the pasuk says, V'safta ha'aretz, that it's referring to the hesped that is going to take place at the end of days for Mashiach ben Yosef. Now, as it relates to Mashiach ben Yosef, it's interesting. The Vilna Gaon, in his Pirish on the Haggadah Shal Pesach. So this is the Vilna Gaon's Pirish on the Haggadah Shal Pesach that we spoke out a lot from when we learned Masechtas Psachim. But this is on the Chad Gadya. So we're all familiar with the Chad Gadya. If you look at the Vilna Gaon's Pirish on the Chad Gadya, he says, Dvarim Niflon Ad L'Ma'od. The theme of the Vilna Gaon's Chad Gadya was that the Chad Gadya were the two Gedoye Izen. These were the two goats that Yaakov Avinu gave Yitzchak when he came to take the brachas away from Esav. And this is the way the Vilna Gaon starts. It's just a good maimer hamuzker. Pirish. Klal gadol etzleinu. We have a very important rule. Shekol ha-toyves shahoyu v'shiyu oid. All the toyves that we've had and that we're going to have. Bein ba'olam hazeh u'bein ba'olam haba. Es kulam yorashnu be'aviseinu. We got all of it from our zedis. Be'esh shabirech Yitzchak es Yaakov. When Yitzchak Avinu gave the brachas to Yaakov, that's when the Yidden had the right and the schus to have good things happen to them. V'lulei ha-brachas, were it not for those brachas, chasarnu es koil, we'd have nothing. V'akol hoyu le'esav, everything would have gone to Esav. This is the Vilna Gaon's opening remarks to his pirish on the Chad Gadya. And then the Vilna Gaon says, if that's the case, what was the siba for the brachas? What did Yaakov do to get the brachas from Yitzchak? Really, he was going to go to Esav. V'asiba la brachas ha'yishtegi di'yizim. These were the two groats. The Gemara Amru, the Chimacholi Shal Yitzchak Hoyeshnei Gedoye Yizim. No, Echel Pesach, Echel Chagiga. This all took place on Pesach, and one of the goats was the Korban Pesach, and the other one was the Chagigas Yodalit. So, if that's the case, says the Vilna Gaon, it comes out that the Korban Pesach and the Chagigas Yodalit were the reason that we have anything that we have. Kol ha-toivoy shahoyu v'sheyiyu oit. Bein ba'olam hazeh u'bein ba'olam haba, es kulam yorashnu me'avoyseinu be'yishabiruch Yitzchak Yaakov. V'lulei ha-brachos chosarnu eskol. V'akol hoyu le'esav. So it comes out, it's the chad gadyo. It's the goat of the Korban Pesach, and it's the goat of the Chagigos Yodalit, that's the only reason that we have anything good in this world. Says the Vilna Gaon, V'yodua, shekol habrachos, all the brachos that Yaakov Avinu got from his father Yitzchak, Masa Yaakov Avinu Olav HaShalom of the Bnei LeYosef. He gave over to his son Yosef. Gama b'chayra nasanai. He even gave him the Bechayra. And he says, if you want a hint to this, he says, because if you go through the Birchas Yaakov in Parashas Vayechi, Ukeshabirach Yaakov Levanov, Bechol HaShvatim Leinem Eloshim Bracha. It doesn't say the word Bracha by any of the Shvatim. Ubiyosik Siv, Birchas Avicha Tieno Leroish Yosef. So says the Vilna Gaon, that's a remes, that the only one of the Shvatim where it actually says the word Bracha by his bracha was Yosef. Because Yosef Avinu didn't just get a bracha from his father, but Kol HaBrachos that Yaakov got from Yitzchak, Masna L'Bnoi L'Yosef. The Gamze Yaduah, says the Vilna Gaon. I'm going to tell you something else that's to do. These are like Yisoidei HaYisoides that the Vilna Gaon is laying out, tucked away in Chad Gadya, literally Chad Gadya. Shashvatim Gavra Kina Beinayim. That after Yosef HaTzadik got the brachas, so there was a tremendous amount of kina. Now you can understand why the brothers had all this kina. Umachras Yosef, so they sold Yosef, Lumit Limitzrayim, why? Kidei Levatel HaBrachas V'Abachayra, to be Mevatel the brachas. So says the Vilna Gaon, that Yosef HaTzadik being sold to Mitzrayim was going to be a bittul in the brachas of Yitzchak to Yaakov. And if we would lose the brachas, we would lose everything. We'd end up having nothing. Which means that the story of Mechiras Yosef wasn't just a brother being sold by his brothers, not just Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. But what's hinging over here is Kol HaBrachos Shehayu V'Sheyiyu Bein Ba'olam Hazeh Bein Ba'olam Haba. That's what's at stake over here. Everything is at risk now of being lost. Which means that when the Yidden were taken out of Mitzrayim, the Yidden coming out of Mitzrayim somehow was going to save the brachas, and it was going to save the day on the deepest of deep levels. Because without that, we'd have no brachas and we'd end up with nothing. HaKol Hayu LeEsav. Everything would have belonged to Esav. So says the Vilna Gaon, with this Hakadama, you could start learning. You could start learning the Chad Gadya. This was a total digression. But the point is, says the Vilna Gaon, now I'm going to explain to you what's going on over here. And really, it's all about Chad Gadya. The Yidden are trying to get back the Chad Gadya, because those are the Shnei Gedoye Izen, which ultimately triggered the brachas that Yitzchak Avinu gave to Yaakov. And al zeh anu chayim, because if we don't have the Chad Gadya, we're not going to have anything. So says the Gaon, that if you start going through it, there was a Chad Gadya. These were the Shnei Gedoyitzin, V'asa Shunra. So he says the Shunra, the cat, has kina. The teva of the Shunra is to have a tremendous amount of kina. So V'asa Shunra, these were the brothers of Yosef, they were the kina. And the Shunra came, V'achlu L'Gadya. They ate the Gadya. They sold Yosef, and the objective was there should be no broch anymore. It was going to be Achlo L'Gadya. V'asa Kalba. But then the Kelev, V'asa Kalba v'nashach l'shunra. The Kelev came, that was Parai. Parai, all of us, is referred to as a Kelev in Chazal, said the Vilna Gaon, and he's now the one that's in charge, right? That's what happened. The Shunra eats the Gadya, sends him to Mitzrayim. That's Vasa Chutra. Chutra was the stick, the mat of Moshe. It hit Parai, and now Parai is going to let the Jews out, and because the Jews are going to be let out, so now all of a sudden we're going to get the brachas back. What happened then? Vasa Nura. Then the Yetzirah came. Vesaraf l'chutra. The Yetzirah came, and all the schusim that the Yidden had, everything that they got from leaving Mitzrayim, now the Yetzirah, that's the fire, is going to come and take that away. Vasa Maya v'kavala Nura. But Maya is hoikol tzama l'chula Mayim. That's the Knesset Yisrael. We have the ability to overcome the Yetzirah. Vasa Teira. But then Edom came. Veshasa l'mayim gave the Yidden tzaras as well. Vasa ha-shoichet. The shoichet came. Veshacha l'teira. So who's the shoichet? That's Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef, again, that's the only reason we're mentioning this. So Mashiach ben Yosef came and he took out the Maya. The awesome Malach HaMoves, the Shachat L'Shoichet. That's today's daf. The Malach HaMoves comes and he's Shachat L'Shoichet. So who kills the Shoichet? It's the Malach HaMoves that's going to kill the Shoichet. Vasa Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shachat L'Malach HaMoves, and eventually we come back to Chad Gadya. But the Gaon says one geshmaka thing. We already mentioned this. We might as well finish it. That every every single time you mention another step in the Chag Gadya, so we refer back to the beginning, Chag Gadya, right? You go back to, why are you always going back to Chag Gadya, Chag Gadya? He said, because what's happening over here? He says, as long as we're saved, we have the bracha. If we're out, we don't have the bracha. So this is all about reinstating the original Chag Gadya, Chag Gadya. And as a result, every step of the way, v'asa shunra, v'achla l'gadya. So when the shunra comes, it takes out the gadya. Now we don't have the Chag Gadya, Chag Gadya. But then later, when the chutra comes and atika l'chabu, now we do have the Chag Gadya, Chag Gadya. It's a cheshbon, but we have to keep on holding cup of where it's all starting. But either way, we mentioned in today's daf the idea that the Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed. L'asad l'avoy. Again, this was a total digression for some reason, but v'asa the Malach HaMavis is going to be, who's going to kill? It's the Va'asa Malach HaMavis V'Shachal L'Shoichet. That's the killing of Mashiach Ben Yosef that we're talking about in today's daf. I think we should just go to the next raid by